Welcome, everybody. Hey, it's your girl, Kitch My Hair, and I worship 96FM Radio. I'm so excited that you joined me once again. I have a powerful, powerful mouthpiece. I'm telling you, no other than Prophetess Roberta Townsend, and I'm telling you, she is a mouthpiece. I'm telling you, a prophetic voice, an entrepreneur, a shaker, a mover, a dreamer, a visionary. I'm telling you, the list go on and on. She's going to inspire you to live your dreams and to go forward in destiny. There are so many different people. Right now, you're going through a hard time. But tonight, I'm telling you, tonight, radio show is going to be a night of impartation because there are many of you need to be risen up again. There are many of you, your voices that God needs you to not look at your circumstances or where you are, but to understand it as a purpose and a plan for your life. Yes, you're going through some things right now, but you got to understand joy cometh in the morning. You got to understand that God is saying to someone listening around the world, your joy is coming. Your peace is coming. You got to understand that all things are possible with God. You got to understand that God wants you to live a life of purpose. He knows the things that you were going to endure before you were even born. He is God all by himself. He wants you to tap into his presence. He wants you to pray like never before. So tonight, I'm telling you, we have a prophetic voice. I want you to get our Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, text all your family and friends, because Prophetess Roberta is going to come forward with words of encouragement, inspiration, healing that God is going to release on tonight. So I welcome no other than Prophetess Roberta. How are you tonight?
Blessings, woman of God. I am wonderful, highly blessed, and favored of the Lord. I just want to thank you so much for inviting me to your show, and I thank you so much for being my personal mentor that has pushed me in a lot of areas that I was already up and doing. But I thank God for the birthing process, going to the next level. I appreciate you having me on today.
Yes, I'm excited. I mean, you're doing these different things on Periscope. I mean, you're steady with that Periscope. You're steady with your Facebook. You know, you have your cooking. You have a lot of things coming up. You do your fashion show. You're designing your mentorship program. You know, your nonprofit. Let everyone know a little bit of who you are and what you're doing right now in ministry.
All right. My name is Prophetess Roberta Townsend. I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm a mother of three. And let me tell you, my background was in nursing. And so back in 92, I heard the Spirit of God call me. He said I would not be doing nursing anymore. And the Spirit of God fell on me, and he said I would be sewing, which sewing was my mom's background. She was a fashion designer, and she also upholstered furniture. And I was like, no, I don't think that's the Spirit of God. But then God kept dealing with me about sewing, and so I just gave in to what the Spirit of God was saying, and I opened up a fashion shop. I started doing alterations and custom sewing. God began to speak to me, and he said, Roberta, not only will you be doing alterations, but you will be altering the lives of people. And I began to notice that God would bring people to my shop, and they would ask for prayer. And I didn't even know much about my ministry at the time. Wow. And God would begin to speak to me and give me a prophetic word to speak to them. And I didn't realize what God was doing. But then I would get to pray for them, and people would begin to get slain in the spirit in my shop. And, yes, I was shocked because I didn't know what was going on. And so God began to show me, see, I'm using you to alter people's lives, not just alter clothing. So my shop began to be the pulpit, because everybody is not going to be in the church. God said to me, Roberta, there will be prophets in the marketplace, and that's one of my ministries. So God will use your gift to minister to his people. And so they're not knowing they're coming in one way, but they're going to leave another way. So they think they're bringing me clothes, but God is actually changing their whole life. And so God said, I'm altering the lives of people. They would come in like that was my church. They didn't look at it like a church. He said, you're undercover. You are a prophet in the marketplace. And so I began to see lives change. And so not only with that, these little girls began to pour into my shop as I'm sewing, and begin to ask me to teach them how to sew. I didn't even look for these little girls, right? And so they begin to say, will you take us home? Can we spend the night? And I'm like, okay. I said, well, you got to ask your mother. And it was six little girls. They began to go home, ask their mother. They come back, well, yeah, my mom said we can go. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't even know your parents, right?
Wow.
So I began to go home and meet their parents. And guess what? When I was a little girl, my mom was severely depressed. So I was my mother's mom at a very early age.
Uh-huh.
And so when I went to these little girls' houses, I began to understand my purpose. I saw many of these little girls' moms were depressed. They were on drugs.
Wow.
They had all kinds of situations. And then I realized why the spirit of a mother was on me at such an early age, so I can be touched with the feelings of their infirmities. And so I began to take these little girls home with me, spend the night with me, teach them how to cook, teach them how to comb their hair, teach them about boys. I became an instant mother. And right now, that program is called Transformer Design, Inc. You can find me on YouTube teaching the little girls sewing, mentoring, beauty from the inside out. You can also go to transformerdesign.org. You can see more about that. My program was actually birthed out of my mom's pain, and it's awarded right now in 11 schools in our city, and that's over 7,000 kids, right?
Wow.
And I didn't know God was going to just open that up like that. And so I'm thankful to God for allowing me to go through what my mom's pain and turned her pain into purpose. And so right now, so many lives of children are being changed. And let me tell you, I was even able to go back to the grade school that I came out of it. And let me tell you, this is one thing that we say to every child that we encounter. I am the person that must decide what I will be. I'm capable of learning. I'm responsible for my own behavior. The time I waste is lost forever. The good things I do become a part of me for the rest of my life. If I put my mind to it, I can do it. If we can change the lives and the mindsets of the next generation, there's no telling what they can do with their dreams. Hallelujah.
Yes, and talk to us, because of this crisis that's going on right now, you're a prophet, and there's someone right now that needs encouragement with their dreams. I mean, your hands is in so many different things. God has blessed your hands. I want you to encourage someone and let us know your story. What inspired you to actually become a fashion designer? What was your inspiration to be able to take that leap to go forward?
I would say this: we were very poor when I was a little girl, but I noticed my mom was very creative with her hands. She can literally take a sheet off of a bed and she would design an outfit. I'm like, oh my God, who is this woman? Like, she was the first entrepreneur that I personally knew in my life. Like, she upholstered furniture too. She had her own club, and so I think I got a lot of my inspiration from her. And then my other two aunts, they're in fashion, and they also had a shop upholstering furniture. Now, let me say this. God was so amazing in my life. Remember, the Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. And so because I was obedient, that was not the path that I chose. God chose that path for me, right?
That's
and
good.
So as I was obedient to him, let me tell you what happened. Recently, because I've been a fashion designer over 30-something years now, I specialize in wedding dresses, prom dresses. I make everything. And God gives me, literally, I'll see a piece of fabric, and God will show me what that design is supposed to be. Let me tell you, this year God opened a door because I was faithful to stay in fashion, even when things didn't look good, even when there was not even any money. When you have a passion, this is what you know about your passion. A passion is that you'll do it regardless if nobody shows up.
Yes.
You'll do it if nobody pays. You'll do it with such a passion and fervor. It's like your life, right? And so let me tell you what God did. Just a couple of months ago, somebody prophesied that my name was in the wind and people would be looking for me. Right. This lady, one of the top designers in our city, I went to a fashion show, and everybody kept saying, well, who's Nikki Blame? I'm like, Nikki Blame. Everybody hollering like she's a movie star. I'm like, well, who is this? So they introduced me to this lady, right? We shake hands. I said, I'm Roberta Townsend. Roberta Townsend, I know about you. I've heard about you. Now, what are the chances of the top designer in our city knowing me, and I didn't know her? So months passed. She hits me up on Facebook when I'm going through a really rough time, and she said, God, just about your face and your name before me. I want to know if you want to be in the Ebony Fashion Fair. Yeah. I'm talking about the famous Ebony Fashion Fair. Nobody could have opened that door up but God. So here I am in the Ebony Fashion Fair. I made over 13 designs within 5 weeks. Nobody but the Holy Ghost could have did that, right? So I thank God for that opportunity. And then from that door opening, another door opened. I was in a fashion show. Here my fashions was in front of 400 millionaires. I don't even know how I got there. But as I was obedient, God began to swing the doors open regardless of what was going on. I stayed faithful to the promise of what God was saying. And so from that door, I'm on Periscope. I do pray for the children movement. God opened so many doors up from that. I wrote a book, 21 Prayers for Children. You can find me on Periscope. I do that in the morning. Also, I love to cook. God said he wants us to have multiple streams of income.
Yes.
And so I begin to, I have a desire to cook. So I started a cookbook. So if you go on Amazon, Roberta Southern Cooking with Love, I love to cook. I got 10 easy recipes there. You can find me on Facebook, Roberta Townsend. I also have cooking shows on there too. And then from that, y'all, because I've had so many encounters with God, God has opened up my mind and my spirit. He told me to write face-to-face encounters with God. I just went to heaven a couple of weeks ago. I had an experience where God took me to heaven. I've been to heaven. I had so many encounters that God wants me to start a mentorship program. So if you have dreams and visions, you need to get in that program that's coming up in May. And let me tell you, God, if you're obedient and you be obedient to that one gift God will give you, if you're faithful to that, guess what? He'll give you another gift. He'll give you other gifts. He wants your hands to be busy. And God said that he is holding us accountable. He said, stay busy until I return, right? And so he said he wants to see if you're going to be a good steward. If you're a good steward, if you do hair, do it with all your might. If you clean, if you know how to clean, then start you a business cleaning. If you cut grass, cut grass. If you make cookies, do it to your best ability. Let me tell you, from those cookies, you can start a cooking class. From that cooking class, you can start a book. From that book, you can start a conference on cookie baking. And then from that, get you some T-shirts with cookies on it. It's so many multiple streams of income you can do with one idea. Nobody down here has any excuse. God already said it in his word in Matthew. I've given one gift, one, two, one, three, one, four, and five. And then the one that said, oh, I went and hid it. Oh, I don't know what people are going to think about that. What did God say? Depart from me. So you're going to be held accountable for the gift that God has put in you and you're not doing anything with it. Trust God on that gift. If you sing, sing. If you dance, dance. Do a class. If you cook, cook. Whatever your gift is, do it with all your heart and your mind, and God will multiply that gift. Hallelujah.
Yes. And as we close out, that was really good. I felt the presence of the Lord on that one. I want you
Hallelujah.
To flow prophetically, and I want you to prophesy and speak life into those people who have businesses, those who have ministries. I just feel like they need to come forward. They need to arise. So you could do it through prayer. You can release a prayer as we close out tonight, because I feel that there's someone listening around the world right now that needs that push. You know, I need that prophetic prayer to just push them into that place of destiny. So you can release a prayer before we close out.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just glorify in your holy name, oh God. We lift you up. We Shabbat you today, Lord God. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that leads and teaches us and guides us into all truth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you. Yes. Now, Lord, I stand in the gap, Lord God, because you said that I can decree a thing and it shall be established. To all those that's listening, oh God, in radio land, all over the world, Lord God, thank you that you said that if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. I thank you, Lord God, that you said in Matthew 6 and 33, you said, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, you will add all those things to us, oh God. So I thank you, Lord God, that you said witty inventions, creative ideas, and inspirational thoughts. I command them to come to your people. I command their eyes to be opened. Open up your eyes and wake up, oh God. We bind the spirit of laziness. We bind the spirit of sluggishness in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. You said if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and seek your faith and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. So, Father, I command businesses to come forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you that your word says in Psalms 12:21, you said wealth and riches shall be in our homes, oh God. Speak Psalm 126. You said when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it would be as though we dreamed, and the whole world would say, look what the great and mighty things for us. And I thank you, Lord God, as we seek your faith first, oh God. We thank you. I command, Lord God, checks in the mail and unexplained money in the bank. Those, oh God, that you've given creative ideas. Oh God, wake them up, Lord God. Create and stir a fire within their hearts to go after their dreams. I command the dreamer in you to wake up in the name of Jesus. You said, oh God, if we use our hands, oh God, Joshua 1 and 8, if we meditate on your word, night and day, serving to do all that is within, then you will make our way prosperous and we will have good success, oh God. You said wealth and riches is in our house, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God. We shall not be denied for what rightfully belongs to us. We command angels to the east, the south, the north, and the west, and we say hold not back prosperity, oh God. Enlarge our territory. Open up portals of ancient gates, oh God, of blessings and wealth in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit, oh God, that's not of you. Every spirit of generational curses, we come against you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that your blessings of Abraham, you say yea and amen, oh God. So we thank you for the blessings of God falling upon our life. Lord, that no weapon shall form against us shall prosper, oh God. Arise, oh God, and let your enemies be scattered. Jehovah God, you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. So, Father, we thank you that you stir, oh God, the gifts up within them. I lay my hands upon them, Lord God, because you said there's no distance in spirit, Lord God. I command every spiritual gift to come forth in the name of Jesus. For out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living waters of wealth. Come forth now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, those needing 501c3s, not-for-profits, I command them to come forth in the name of Jesus. I command you to give me with hands. In the name of Jesus. Those that you commanded to write books, I command you to wake up and write that book in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the royalties that shall come in. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. I call forth millionaires. Billionaires, come forth in the name of Jesus. You said you'll give us houses that we didn't build. Oh, God, we thank you today. Even somebody, God told you to go after that real estate. I command you to go. God said that you do it. I prophesy land for you in the name of Jesus. Come forth in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Raise up mentorship programs. Oh, God, you commanded them to start up. Beauty parlors, lipstick lines, come forth. Clothing lines, come forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you today. You're calling many of them to start daycare and schools. Oh, God, because of this epidemic that's going on, oh, God, I thank you, God, that they will find the time to do what you call them to do. They are without excuse, oh God. So we thank you for them coming forth. I decree and declare businesses breaking out all over. I thank you that you shall birth forth that business. I command you to push. You shall do it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare victory over you and your business. This year you shall have your business. This year you shall go after your dreams. This year God has given you victory over everything. He said, my people that know their God shall do great exploits. I decree and declare great exploits over you. Yeah. Miracle signs and wonders break out. Revival break out in the business world in the name of Jesus. And I say that it is so, and so it is in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you so much for releasing that prophetic prayer on this night. And as we close out tonight, I want you to let everyone know how they could connect with you and what different things that you have coming up for this month.
Hallelujah. Yes, I have also I have a one-on-one mentorship program. If you want to start a business, if you need flyers, if you need somebody to push you, if you need your not-for-profit 501c3 started, if you want to start a clothing line. Also, right now, I am doing very well making masks because if you need some, it's 2 for $20. Check me out on transformdesign @gmail.com. I even have sewing classes if you desire to. Those masks are really simple. You can start a business right now, and everybody needs masks. Let me say, everybody can get all the money, y'all. So let me come and let me teach you how to make a simple mask. African skirts, that's another little business you can start. I also can get you hooked up. If you want T-shirts, is that your desire? I can show you how to get hooked up with a T-shirt. And I can promote your business. I can market you. So I also have classes. If you want to get in that, I can help get your business out there. Let me push you. Be your mentor to push you out there with your business. Also, I have a new cooking book come up. Like I said, you can check my cookbook out on Amazon. I also have a mentorship program on prophetic encounters. A lot of us have dreams and visions. I have a lot of outer body experiences. And you know, you can't tell nobody because you think people going to think you crazy. No, come to my class. Come to my mentorship program. I've had lots of encounters with angels. I've also saw demons. So God has given me some revelation in that realm. You're not crazy. God has chosen you. A lot of prophets don't open their mouth. Let me push you. A lot of you are warning prophets. If you're not saying what God said, say, but God said, I will require the blood on your hand if you don't speak to my people. So some of you are prophets out there, and the enemy has shut your mouth. Let me help open your mouth in the name of Jesus. So those are some things that I have going on, one-on-one counseling. I also have, we teach on intercession and prophetic prayer, you know, birthing those things prophetically. You don't want to be just praying and miss. You want to be able to hit the target. So let me teach you how to hit the target and birth those things that God said. Let me tell you, I have a whole testimony, and I don't have time to go into that, but God prophetically gave me Psalms 126, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, and it would be as though we dreamed. I quoted that scripture so much till the scripture came alive in my life and began to manifest. I began to get checks in the mail, unexplained money in the bank. God sent me $15,000 of free money to help pay for my brand-new house built from the ground up when I was laid off work. Supernatural money came from heaven, I'm telling you. Yes. And so I want to instruct you and show you, how can I tap into that realm where money is coming to me? How can I tap into that realm where I'm going forth with the things of God? Because God said, if we're lazy, if you're going to be like the ant, the slugger, I mean, if you're going to be lazy, God said, be like the ant. The ant is diligent. But he said, a little sleep, a little folding of the hands, and guess what? Poverty going to overtake you quickly. You can't sit around eating bonbons and looking at all that mess on TV. No, you can take some time, take you 10 to an hour, 10 minutes to an hour, and create something that God has told you to create, and create some wealth. You are supposed to create the wealth. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so you can also find me on Instagram, Transforming Design. Check out my videos on YouTube, Transformer Design Inc. You can also check my website out, transformerdesign.org, and you can find me on Facebook under Roberta Townsell. You can find me also on Periscope. I do a lot of encouraging. I do a lot of praying for the children. And then also we have some fun on there, too. So I like to encourage and inspire people to their next level. Hallelujah. And so find me on those platforms. And, y'all, get the masks. I have designer masks. If you want to buy some, it's just 2 for $20. They're reasonable. And let me teach you a skill so you can have a business. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'll tell you, that was good in a nutshell.
Hallelujah.
Everything. So make sure you connect with Prophetess Roberta. She is doing great things for the kingdom of God. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're really busy to join us here at I Worship 96FM Radio. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everyone listening all around the world, it's your girl Kisma here on I Worship 96FM Radio. Make sure you tune in every Monday, every Wednesday and Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Know that I love you and I appreciate you. Remember, it's your time to dream big. Everyone have a good night.